Welcome to Life Begins at Motherhood. This is a weekly podcast about spiritually healthy alternatives to raising a family in a chic and approachable way. I'm your host, Janae Herring. The glory of motherhood comes camouflaged in so much chaos, but when we allow motherhood to define us, it's only then we can truly see the uniqueness, traits, talents, and God-given abilities that reflect our Heavenly Father. The goal of this podcast is to get back to believing that motherhood is a sacred place. If we let Him, God can do some of His best work in us during this season called hashtag mom life. Our identity is not lost because we are raising others, but rather found. So grab a seat, let's talk faith, motherhood, health, self-care, and more as I share my motherhood experiences and truths with you. Hello, everyone. December is here. I cannot believe it. Today, I am sharing 5 tips with you to help you find joy this Christmas season. There's a surge in nostalgia, and it's easy to idolize interactions with our family and friends. It's sad that a season that should be about celebrating one of the best gifts we've ever received can sometimes end up being one of the most stressful times of the year, which can leave many of us feeling anxious, stressed, depressed, and unthankful. The so-called holiday blues do in fact exist, and according to a study by the American Psychology Association, the most common symptoms are fatigue, stress, irritability, bloating, and sadness. I hope these 5 tips will help you enjoy the Christmas season with your loved ones. Let's jump right in. So if you have a pen and paper or your phone, open up notes. Number 1, we want to focus on what really matters. I feel like this is the most important, and that's why it's 1. So many of us have an idolized version of what the holidays should be like, and we are very disappointed when they don't live up to those expectations. So let's try to remember to be realistic. Remember, nobody has a perfect holiday or perfect family. So focus on what really matters this Christmas season. When we focus, it helps us know what to hold on to and what to let go of that doesn't exactly align with our priorities. We want to be realistic and flexible. Your Christmas festivities do not need to be Pinterest perfect or Instagram worthy to be meaningful. Let me say that one more time. I am giving you permission to live in the real world and still share it. Normalize a normal Christmas again. Your Christmas festivities do not need to be Pinterest perfect to make Instagram, okay? They are still meaningful. Christmas traditions are great. We have several. But trying to cram every Christmas tradition idea you come across will only leave you and your family run down and stressed out. Instead, try this. Pick a few activities and traditions that are most meaningful to you. I'll give you a starting place, okay? Start with things you and your spouse did as kids and incorporate those. Not all of them, because the idea here is not to overwhelm ourselves, just a few. And then if you have time, or you don't have a bunch, or maybe both of you did a lot of the same things, then add from there things that you see other people doing that you want to try to incorporate into your family. That way, traditions will end up being more enjoyable than just trying to keep up with what's trending or what is picture worthy for the Instagram, okay? So that was number one. Number two, we want to try to maintain regular routines and healthy habits, okay? Part of the reason we get so depleted during the Christmas season is that we forget to take care of ourselves and our families. A change of routine can lead to additional stress. You want to still try to exercise and stick to your normal diet as much as you possibly can. I know several people have large families where they do multiple Christmas meals. Thanksgiving just passed, same thing. And so you are splurging a little bit more. But if during the week you are maintaining that healthy diet and lifestyle that you do all year long, you won't feel blah or get in that fog from your diet. Okay, this is especially important for kids. I have four. So I recommend not going crazy on all the seasonal items that are full of sugar. You know, you're going to go into a grocery store and the first thing that hits you is going to be candy and sugar, and all of it's going to be specially wrapped in Christmas, you know, it's going to scream Christmas and oh my goodness, I have to buy that for my kids when normally you wouldn't buy it. Now, I am grabbing a few things to add in the stockings, but I'm not dumping a big bag of Reese's cups that are shaped like Christmas trees and putting them on the counter and letting my kids go to town. Why? Because I want to teach them moderation, and I also want to enjoy this Christmas season and make certain things, yes, sugar, treats, special, okay? For instance, hot chocolate always tastes better during the holidays, especially Christmas. And so for our family, we only have it two or three times, okay? I can tell you specifically when. Once, when we build our gingerbread houses, that's a Christmas tradition for our family. And then, like, if we go drive through to see Christmas lights, or last week my family was here visiting for Thanksgiving, we all went to the Gaylord and saw the ice sculptures, which if you've never done that, I 100% recommend it. That's another Christmas tradition. We did it a little earlier this year. But at that event, I let my kids in the night with hot chocolate. They were so excited, and they know that it's a treat. Another time we will do hot chocolate is when, as a family, we watch a Christmas movie together, okay? So what am I teaching my kids? I'm teaching my kids it's okay to enjoy the holiday season. It's okay to splurge on treats, but we're just not going to do it every single day. Like for Christmas cookies, we're going to save those for Christmas Eve or the day of Christmas. What I'm trying to say for number two is try not to overindulge with food. Let's lead by example and think in moderation, okay? So number three is make a holiday budget and stick to it to avoid overspending. I want you all to say this with me. If you're somewhere alone, say it out loud. If you're listening to this and there's people around, you don't want them to think you're crazy, say it in your head. But let's say this together. I will let my budget and my thoughtfulness decide whether my gifts are good enough, okay? We want to be present for people over finding the perfect present. It's tempting to give your kids everything they want on their wish list to deliver seasonal magic. I get it. Yes, I get it. Okay. But it's still possible to make Christmas something that they're going to remember and stick to your spending goals. You don't have to go into debt to have a wonderful Christmas. Keep your budget realistic and spend thoughtfully. I recommend limiting the number of people to whom you give gifts. That alone will cut your cost instantly, okay? But of course, how you spend and save for the holiday season will depend on your own family dynamics. Yours and mine are not going to be the same. But our goal here is to just plan ahead of time so that we can reduce the financial impact that Christmas can sometimes have on so many. Creating the budget is only half the battle. And frankly, it's the easy part. However, sticking to your budget is hard, but I know you can do it. By carefully budgeting for your Christmas shopping and spending mindfully, you can give your family a season full of cheer and start next year, 2023, which is just around the corner, with your finances in check and not crazy because you didn't sit down and spend literally like 10 or 15 minutes. It can be super simple. It doesn't have to be like hardcore Dave Ramsey, although some people will, you know, do that. I call it extreme. It's not really extreme, but I'm dramatic. But even if you just do it super simple, you know, what is a number you and your spouse think is realistic for your family? You start there. You start with who you're going to buy for and then how much you want to spend. It's really simple, okay? So I want you to write this down. This next statement I'm going to say, a great place for it would be at the top of your Christmas shopping list. Here it is. This year, I will stop the running conversation in my head about whether or not I've done well enough. I have. Because I will let my budget and thoughtfulness guide the purchases. Those are my limits. That's at the top of my list because mom guilt is amplified around Christmas, okay? You want to give your kids everything and it's not realistic. Number four, make room for rest, okay? Try not to put unreasonable pressure on yourself. I'm giving you permission to say no when you're asked to do more than you can, okay? It's fine to say no to some invitations and it's fine to say no from those around you that are asking for favors. Remember, this is your holiday too. Christmas is often a time when people attempt to take on too much or do too much. So try not to overanalyze your interactions with others and show them the same grace, okay? This is a big word. And the word I'm getting ready to say next are not really word, they're letters. And I don't want you to feel defensive, okay? But FOMO, have you heard of those letters before? FOMO, they stand for fear of missing out, okay? Fear of missing out and social media are so good at keeping us busy. Here's the thing, if we try and do all the things, we're only going to end up exhausted. Our family is only going to end up exhausted. We want our kids to grow up with wonderful memories from their childhood, yes, but we want to be intentional, okay? We don't want to be doing it for the Instagram highlight reel or for that fear of missing out. The holidays are about family. At the core, the Christmas story is about a baby being born into a family for humanity. So whatever you do this Christmas, know that simplicity will come when Christmas is celebrated in a way that allows us to be intentional and present for the ones we love most. Number five, the last one, and I think this is how you can keep yourself grounded to where number one, two, three, and four all work together and number five just ties it all in, okay? Contribute and practice gratitude. That is number five. I want you to give a gift, go volunteer, go do something thoughtful for someone else. No matter how you give back, you are going to benefit by generating positive emotions for yourself, okay? When you help others, it's good for you. Contributing can also help find meaning and gain perspective about what the Christmas season is truly about. Since the holidays are more about than, you know, just getting gifts and receiving them, I want to ask you to enlist your kids, okay? Personally, this year, we are taking up a sheaf's, or not sheaf's for Christ, I'm sorry, excuse me. Our church is taking up a Christmas for Christ offering, okay? So at this service, there's going to be a bunch of envelopes with a dollar amount on them. I'm going to let my kids each pick an envelope, probably like under $20. And I'm going to have them, you know, come home and do chores or help around the house to earn the money to put in that envelope. So when we go back to church as a family December 18th, they can take their own gift and feel like I am contributing, not just, oh, mom gave me $5 and I put it in there. No, it's going to be their money and they're going to understand generosity and the real meaning of the season. The holidays bring out the very best of us and sometimes the worst. I don't want to be that sleep deprived, frazzled, hanging on by a thread version of Janae, okay? And I don't want that for you. I want you to enjoy and soak in all the beautiful experiences and memories that the Christmas season brings. I don't want to allow myself to feel inadequate. I am enough and so are you. Proverbs 17:22 says, "A merry heart does good like medicine." I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I want to thank you so much for listening. I want to encourage you to hit like and subscribe from wherever you're listening and take a minute and leave a review. Until next time, bye.